Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing fans. Fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people, and boy, do I have a show for you. Okay, OMG, you can feel everything in the air going on, and we are stirring some things up. First of all, I really feel compelled to share this information that I saw on MSN.com, so if you want to read up more about it, that's where to find it today. It's about immunotherapy, which is, of course, therapy to build up your immune system. You know that the channel and I and we have been talking about this for years. A lot of our webinars that we've done on health and healing take us back to the immune system, because when your immune system is strong, you are not susceptible to viruses in different organisms out there. And there's a big article on MSN about, oh my God, look at the surprise on my face. All of a sudden, they found out that building up the immune system is one of the best ways to fight and eradicate cancer. Oh my God, what a surprise. So there's a couple of things they talk about, one in particular called checkpoint drugs, which is what healed and eradicated all of President Carter's brain cancer. Hold on, the silly site's going crazy again. So, again, anything you can do to build up your immune system is incredibly important in these days and times of stress, because we also know from many of the things that we've done, stress is the biggest factor in breaking down your immune system. So the more you allow yourself to be in stress, and remember that stress is self-imposed and created from your belief systems and your perceptions. So the way you look at the world, and we're going to get into a lot more of this today, often creates how angry you are, which creates how high your stress level goes, which breaks down your immune system. So those of you who are challenged with that, or know anyone who is, I would definitely go on to MSN.com and just scroll through. You'll see the article about immunotherapy and cancer research. Okay, guys, our next webinar, The Plan of Your Life, is on August 30th. I haven't done one for a couple of months, which means this will probably be very jam-packed with a lot of new material, because we've covered so much in the shows. I keep getting emails from all of you that, my gosh, every show is like a mini webinar, and I agree. So the plan of our lives, do we even need one? And what's the difference between a plan and a dream and an impossible dream? We want to explore all that. How do we make a plan and materialize it? Especially, they're saying, the older we get, people think they should not have a plan like for their life or for the rest of their life. It's one of the most important times that we need to create a plan. Now, for some reason, Joni has not gotten that up on the homepage of IMD Wallace. So when you go on to IMD Wallace, go to the store and look at the drop-down menu. Go to Upcoming Webinars. Click on that. It will take you to the plan of your life. Click on that, and you will see the breakdown and be able to sign up for that. It's August 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. And One of the pieces of information, again, that the channel has brought in is what gives you joy. Whatever gives you joy, follow that. Make a plan to create that. Have a plan to manifest that in your life. And all of a sudden, getting some wonderful videos and testimonials for the little bear, Bapalapalu, whose sole job in this world is to teach children to love themselves at a very early age. Just some great pictures and videos of stuff coming in. So check out the website. Again, you can get to Bapalapalu by clicking on Bapa on my website, or you can go to Amazon and put in D. Wallace, should come up, or Bapa Bear, BUPPABear.com. You can get to it in all those different ways. All right, so I'm going to share some real personal information with you today. This project that I'm doing has been an incredible test for me. And even when I go in with the sole objective and the intention, now everybody hear me, because I want you to apply this to places in your own life. I go in with the intention of, I'm going to be happy today, I'm going to remain in harmony today, that's what I want. And I can hold on to that for about an hour and a half, and then I start getting engaged in the anger. And the anger is within me. Or the feeling that I'm not honored, that I'm not respected. All right, so I've been tracking this and working on this and asking about this for about, 6 to 8 months. As you know, I am very plugged in to one of our political candidates who, to me, represents anger, our lowest common denominator, certainly not love, bigotry, rage. And I'm going, oh, I'm so plugged into him. And I'm experiencing the same things about myself. There's got to be a big, frickin' huge pony here in all this BS. So this is how the world talks to you guys. The world will give you hints and feelings and reactions. And those are the things, if you take the opportunity to look at them and objectively work with them, you will work through the great challenges of your life. So I thought all of this anger was coming from the fact that I did not feel good and powerful within myself. Now, listen, you're really going to have to listen to get this. And so I was going into reaction whenever I felt like they were dishonoring me, disrespecting me. When my family member was out here going through the intervention in the detox, and I was listening to them talk about how they were having to react to all the quote-unquote people in power at the facility they were at, I went, oh, my God, this is what I'm doing. This sounds and feels like what I'm going through on the set. And I could identify this in many of my other family members. Well, lo and behold, what it came down to was me actually feeling superior to the people who were trying to direct me, harness me, tell me what to do, right? Wasn't because in the moment I was feeling less than. In the moment, I was feeling, look, dudes, I know more than you do. Why the heck are you trying to tell me how to act? When I looked into it further, that was all true. But this is the part I want you to hear. So put down everything, stop whatever you're doing, and focus. When I was growing up, we were taught, made to feel, and believed, created a big belief system around they look at us as if we are not as good as they are. So the belief was, the world is looking at me like I'm less. But then we were also taught, but in reality, we're the poor people, we're the humble people, we inherit the earth, we know we're better than they are, whoever they is. You've got a double-edged sword going on here. The world is seeing me as less, and I know that I'm better than. Neither one of which is going to create the world of love and peace, respect, honor, experience that we want to live in our lives. And when all this came together, it made so much sense to me that here again, the two sides of D, remember, this is much of what our work is based on, is us fighting ourselves. Us not integrating into what we want within ourselves. And so here's part of D going, you're better than everybody else, and the part of D going, you're not as good as everybody else, and that's the way the world sees you. And so you're battling both things from the inside out toward the middle, toward the outside of both beliefs. It's a no-win situation. It's a situation that will create ultimate stress and breakdown in your physical system. So that led me, in the very, very, very beginning, I studied a philosophy called conceptology. And there was a book we studied from called Rays of the Dawn by Thurmond Fleet, F-L-E-E-T. You probably can still find it. I hadn't picked up this book since Christopher died, pretty much. And I was led to, I remembered, or the channel reminded me, of this law called the law of non-interference, which means you create yourself, you allow everybody else to create themselves. But when I went, I'm going to read you some of the key stuff from it. This place of anger and righteousness that I had no idea I was coming from. This is what the book said. It arises from wounded pride or a sense of self-importance that is not duly appreciated. Well, if I had to write exactly how I felt, those would be the words. A sense of self-importance that is not duly appreciated. Now, the next thing they took me to, you see, that makes us, the channel also made a side note here, that's what creates us always looking for what's wrong. What's wrong everywhere we go? Because I'm so important, I need to fix it, right? Now, some of those qualities make me a darn good healer, interestingly enough. But I don't want to be run. You see, I'm not run by the I've got to prove it because I also feel less than whenever I'm in the healing mode, only when I'm in the acting mode. So that led me to the quote, anger is an, quote, effect, which is the veritable epitome of the striving for power and domination. So I want you to look where you're angry in your life and connect how that is an affect, which is the veritable epitome of the striving for power and domination. And if you don't think Mr. Trump represents that, then look again. I invite you to look again. I was astounded by some in-laws of mine that I visited, and I hadn't seen them for years and years and years. And I was telling them about my show, and the first question that came out of their mouth was, is there any colored people in it? And what's up with all the, you know, first, I mean, they're that stuck in the old paradigm of things that they're still using that antiquated word, right? And bottom line, from all of their speakings to me in that short time I had, they're voting for the anger because they want somebody to take down the African-American population. That's still a part and parcel of what's in all of us, which has to do with the veritable epitome of the striving for power and domination, which is what slavery was all about. So in looking at myself and what was running me and what was plugging me in so much, I have stumbled upon, been directed to, uncovered something that is at the very core of this presidential campaign and the very core of the shift in our world that we're looking for. Then it took me to this law of non-interference. In whatever way or for whatever purpose one mentally or spiritually intrudes upon another mind or soul, he unlawfully handles dangerous forces. We should never impose our way of living and thinking upon others. Well, I'm going then, is that what I'm doing in my healing? And the channel said, no. The difference is, are you teaching people, encouraging people to think for themselves, to look within, to know that they are their highest answer, or are you saying you can't do it without me? Or to quote Mr. Trump, I'm the only one that can do it. So I want you to understand that what we are seeing being played out right now is an invitation to all of us to see how we can rise to knowing that we are all equal, that there is no way we are less, that the world sees us less, so that we have to emphasize and in order to feel our self-worth, create the illusion that we're better than. All right, and now I'm going to read you a little something from page 88 of Rays of the Dawn. Whenever a person deceives another without just cause, there is an inevitable condemnation of the self. Such deceit can be observed in all forms of social intercourse. A little child may mislead its parents, but always it suffers the remorse that follows. A student may deceive his superiors and profit temporarily, but in the degree that he employs the destructive tool of deception, he will lose his honor and self-respect. A man may cheat his neighbor and gain momentary advantage, but the price for such transgression must be paid in self-condemnation. Nothing is so destructive as self-condemnation. It causes more misery and suffering than anything inflicted from the outside, because it is a gnawing pain deep within our own being. Viewing the past with regret does not help the present, nor does it brighten the future. If we repent being involved in some deception, dishonesty, or misrepresentation, the only sensible course of action to follow is to refrain from making the same mistake again. And what is that saying? Love yourself. And what happens when we love ourselves? Our stress levels drop. And what happens when our stress levels drop? We're happier and healthier mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, chemically, cosmically, and dimensionally. It all works together, guys. It all works together. So know you're enough, and know that the other guy is enough, and know that we're all equal, and we're in a great movie of playing out the decision making of, are we going to truly believe what our country is based on? The very words that is based on. Are we going to live them, or are we going to say them and deny them? That's going on in all of us right now. And I, for one, am determined to be blessed by the reconciliation of this. So let's just claim that. I claim that I am blessed by the reconciliation of these, of this dichotomy of messages that I have received. I am ready, willing, and able to accept that all energy is equal energy, to be created through love with divine love. And so it is. Because that's what's going to make the difference in where our futures go, guys. All right, I know that was a little long. It's really important. Let's try and keep the calls toward the direction of what we're working on. We're going to start with Jay in Canada. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hey there, Jay. Oh, thank you so much for taking my call.
Uh-huh. What's up?
I did it.
Well, did what?
We're talking about from last year, from October 18th, 2015, I had a call with you, and it was a challenge to about the devotional work towards my yoga practice that I was talking about back then.
Uh-huh.
So I just completed it yesterday. So
wonderful, Jay.
I did.
Wonderful.
It.
Well, that's making a plan for your life right there. That's what the webinar is about right there, is that you decided, you committed, you took the action, you completed your plan. Awesome, guy. That's just awesome, Jay. Beautiful. How does it feel?
Well, I feel like, running, and then you get the finish line, and I did it. And it's like, I felt relief after I did it.
You bet.
Like a relief.
You bet. And now they're saying it's the time to make a new plan.
Yes.
You know, now what are you going to do with it? Where are you going to take it? That's the positive, exciting way that we employ a plan in our lives. The desperate way is, I want to do this. I don't think I can do this. I don't really have a plan on how to do this, so I never do this.
Mm.
And that's how most people plan, and then they think their plan doesn't work out, but really they never made one. So great, you're accredited as a yoga teacher.
Don't think so, but I'll ask my yoga teacher this week and see how it goes. But everyone's talking about that, so it may go in that direction. But now it's just a plan right now for a week. It's just to be in just lazy mode, just doing vacation time.
Yeah.
It's been a long 7 months. It's like,
well,
been 430 hours of this stuff, so it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, and guys, you know, I watched Michael Moore's last thing over this weekend, which is kind of hard to watch because it points out a lot what we need to get back right with our country, that all these other countries are employing that were American ideas. But all of these countries like Finland that have the top educational status right now give their kids more time off. They hardly have any homework because they understand that the brain needs to relax. You need rest. You need relaxation. You need music. You need art. You need creativity. You need those balances for your brain to come back and work at its highest capacity. So take your well-deserved week off, Jay, and play. And let's put into your plan, and let's put in everybody's plan, that we intend to create the plan of our life with balance. Right? We can all use more balance, especially in this country. Thank you so much for letting us know you did it, Jay, because when any of the community calls in and says, you know that thing I was striving for or worried about or working on, well, I did it. I did it. Yeah. That's great, honey. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Just do it with unrelenting tenacity and devotion. The love.
And joy. Yeah.
And joy, yeah.
You bet. You bet. Thanks, sweetheart.
Be awesome. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Be awesome. I love that. Be awesome. Okay. Hold on. Here we go with this. All right. Phyllis, you're on.
Oh, hey, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. Follow up for us.
Yeah, I know. It's strange. I was about to quit my job, and I was in a meeting, and they're like, oh, you know, we're going to keep Phyllis, you know, here. Because I thought I was moving back to another office I wasn't going to go back to. So anyway, the point is I took the person aside and said, oh, that's interesting. So I was actually about to quit my job today. And then after that, I said, well, I'll stick it out because I have a contract until end of September. And what I noticed is that I just all of a sudden had this energy, and I just felt a lot better. Like, oh, I actually belong here because I was
You put into words why that happened? Because it's a principle of our teachings. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that something inside me shifted.
I want you to know why. I want all of you to understand why. Mm-hmm. Because before you talked to us last week, you didn't think you had a choice. And as soon as you stepped up and said, I'm going to make a choice. I do have a choice. I'm not held hostage here. I have a choice.
That
released all of the energy of injustice or being pinned down that you don't like. And so
and so
when they said that to you, you had already shifted into, well, I've got a choice, so I can still say I can go, but you know what? Now it feels okay to stay. And when we get out of our own resistance, Phyllis, that's what happens.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Is now the whole tune has changed, and we might extend you longer. You know, it's like, okay.
Yeah. And it's exactly what I was talking about us on the set. You see, you and I both have this challenge in this incarnation to know we're wanted, accepted, and honored everywhere we go. So we don't have to prove that. We simply have to keep dropping down into our hearts and going, okay, does this feel good? And if it doesn't feel good, what do I need to choose? Speaking up for myself, getting the hell out of here, shifting a belief in me and a perspective in me, like I'm not honored. So I have to prove to everybody that I have to be, you know. If you mine yourself that closely, you will walk into freedom, guys. You will absolutely create your own freedom within yourself. So that's a huge message I want everybody to hear, that as soon as Phyllis knew she had a choice and took the choice and gave herself the right to move if she wanted to, everything changed, everything shifted, and now she can see she's appreciated. Is that pretty accurate, Phyllis?
Yeah, because I really had it in my mind, okay, I'm not going to let them run me out of here. I'm staying here until September, but I didn't want to go back to that old office for the last 2 months.
Uh-huh.
I was like, And I was like, how am I going to? And it's like, then when I realized, you know, after last Sunday's call, I just quit. Like, forget this. You know, and then.
Yep. And then
everything.
They were able to shift, you see. You shift, the world shifts around you. You shift, the world shifts around you.
You know what's really weird, though, energetically? They had this big wellness expo where I work. And so I'll go over there. And I knew they were going to have dogs. So I'll just go see the dogs. I went right to the dogs. And then they needed to be walked. So I went and walked them. They had rescue dogs there. And then at some point, it was like everybody from both offices was right there with me, with the dogs. One of the guys adopted one. It was just bizarre. Like, what are you guys all doing
here? It's not bizarre. It's beautifully orchestrated when we get out of the way.
Yeah.
You know? And when things like that happen, I want you all to go, and yep, I created this. Look, as soon as I made that shift, look what I created. Look how the world's working with me now. Instead of against me, and it was all us working against us. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Thanks, Dee. Love you.
I love you too. I love it when we catch up like this. You know, I want to know. Hold on. Whoops. Now, Patty, where the heck did you go? You were just on here, and I wanted to hear what was going on with your success in your cancer recovery. All right, Karen. From Toronto,
Hi.
You're on, baby. Hi.
Hi. I love your subject for today. I also noticed I got triggered a few times this week, and I caught myself and went, what is happening here that's about me? Not about what the other person or how the other person triggered
and
me.
And what was it? Did you get to it?
There's still a lot in me that needs to be healed about worthiness.
Okay. So I would like you to start saying, all of you, I am healed. It's all done. There's no place for you to get to. Okay? There's just realizations for you to make. You're whole, complete, perfect. You're God just the way you are. You're God learning about God. So, does all of the God of you want to know that you're enough and worthy right now?
Yes.
Okay, everybody. I'm asking everybody. So either say yes or no. And if you say no, when you get off, go look and find out why the hell not. Because if we keep saying, I need to be healed, we never can be healed because we are saying, I'm a person who's not healed. So we have to start saying, I'm already healed. It's done. I just got to be aware of me more. That's all. Do you understand? I think, and I've said this many times, that so much of the spiritual community is turning into the same, these are not my words, these are the channel words, BS teachings that we've had in religion. You know? You're not worthy. You're not there. You've got to work really hard. Only I know how to tell you how to heal yourself. Buy my CD with nothing on it, and you can be healed. Okay? I'm telling you, you are healed. And as soon as you know that, your life will start opening up much quicker in a much more joyful way. There is nothing wrong with any of you. Now, there's a challenge to accept. Can you do it, Karen? Because I think you can. I know you can.
I know I can. I just don't know why I keep manifesting lack, why I'm creating
because
that in my life.
You keep thinking you still have to heal yourself in order for you to be worthy to create plenty.
Oh,
it's a game
ouch.
You play with yourself. Just like I'm saying, well, they don't respect me, so I have to prove that I should be respected, right? You're going,
right.
Well, I'm not worthy, so I have to prove that I'm worthy. But what the world keeps giving you back is I'm not worthy, because that's really where your focus is on, even though you keep saying, no, I want to have enough.
Yeah.
I want to have enough, but I'm not enough. Let's start saying, I want to have enough. I have enough because I am enough. Gosh, I can't. My pendulum starts swinging in this huge yes when I say that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I,
can you feel?
Yeah.
Feel the load come off your shoulders when you don't have anything more to prove and you're worth it and you're God right now. You're just God exploring different parts of yourself. Well, you've explored the I'm not worthy part enough. Move on.
Done.
You got it?
Yeah, I did that whole program, and that's part of, I just did the whole program with Jennifer, and I really thought I'd come a long way. And
you have. But you're not acknowledging it. You see, I've come a long way, but there's so much more to go. I've come a long way. It's done. Right?
No, I feel like I've come a long way, and even when I'm doing the process, I don't feel authentic and I don't feel real.
Because it's not the process that makes you authentic and real. It's you accepting that you're authentic and real that makes the process work.
I got it.
Oh, please, everybody get
this. Wow. I got it.
Yes.
Wow.
See, I had to say I'm an actress before I ever took an acting class. But that's how the plan works. You have to accept it as already being, and then you take steps to create it. I got chills all over my body.
I do too.
Big breakthrough there for you, Karen. Big breakthrough there for you. Be free. It's so much more fun to create when you're free, everybody. Thanks for calling, sweetheart.
Love you. Thank you.
Love you too. Michael, what's up?
Yes, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about maintaining focus through the day. I enjoy your calls greatly. I even go so far as to take notes. I have your books.
Thank you, Michael. Yes, I can help you with maintaining focus. There's a couple of things. The red dot exercise is one of the biggest ways you can practice holding focus. Holding focus is a muscle, guys. You know, if you want to build up your bicep, you do exercises to build up your biceps. The red dot exercise is one great exercise you can use to train yourself to hold your focus and hold your focus specifically on love. Another thing is to continually, and I do mean continually, check yourself, my heart is open. Instead of I'm directing my heart to open, let's just state my heart is open. My chakras are open. My Hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point. My pituitary and pineal glands are open. Okay? And I'm sure I said my heart is open because that's the where you want to begin. All those things, when they close down, they take your focus off of what is already and on to micromanaging what you fear is not there. So whenever you start feeling out of sorts or you start feeling restless or angry or any kind of depression, you better know that you're shut down. So take the steps immediately. My heart is open. My pituitary and pineal are open. My chakras are open. My heart line is straight, strong, and through the ID point. Now, my intention is to keep my focus on love and keeping these things open. That's a great beginning, Michael, that they just gave you. And it's easy. You can do it in seconds, any of them. You don't have to use a red dot. You can use anything. You know, pick a nail in the wall, pick a clock, pick a light, pick a doorknob, and send your love to that as consistently as you can. And that will teach you how to hold your focus. That's a good beginning place, they said. Work with those, and then they'll give you some more, Michael, okay?
Sounds great. I appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good question. because right now we want to hold our focus on I am enough. I'm already healed. I'm enough. I think this is Mira in Florida.
Hi.
Hi, darling. Did I say that right?
Oh, it's Mia.
Mia. Okay. Sorry. I couldn't read the what's up here. What can we do for you, baby cakes?
I've been to job interviews, and interview went well, but I didn't get selected. And I have more interviews coming up.
Okay. They,
do you see
the
anything
channel,
preventing this?
The channel wants you to focus on the interview went well. What you're focused on is, but I didn't get it. Now, as an actor who has to audition several times before they get a part, this is something that we learn very early on in our careers. You go in, you do the best you can do, you hold yourself in the love of what you're doing, and you keep doing that, then you get hired. If you keep start looking at, oh, my God, I didn't get the job. Oh, my God, I hate to audition now. I really hate this process. Then you will get less and less and less and less jobs. So, you know, Mia, what if the universe was protecting you and that would have been a terribly wrong choice of a job for you? Then you would be grateful, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the frame of mind they want you to hold yourself in. And again, this goes back to the plan of your life, our next webinar. The plan of your life right now is I stay focused on the joy of doing what I love to do. So tell me in your simple words, what is it you love to do, Mia?
I love to just feel free.
Okay.
Feel not really trapped.
Okay. So we're not going to focus in this plan. We're not going to focus then on, oh, gosh, I'm going to be trapped in a job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm creating a job where I'm honored, where I have a lot of freedom, where I love. It's so joyful. I feel totally free every time I go to work. And all my job interviews go well. You focus and hold your focus and feel into that, and you'll book a job.
Okay.
Well, you got nothing to lose, babe.
Right, because I have more interviews coming up. That is, I just have to keep on going until I get that free feeling.
Well, no. You have to create the free feeling right now. You have to feel into what it feels free, what it feels like to be free to go to work. And then the job will come to you. See, again, again, you create it within yourself, and then the universe comes forward and creates it with you. Most of you are waiting for the universe to make the plan instead of you getting yourself in harmony with what you want. As soon as you're in harmony with what you want, the universe brings it to you. You got it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, you're going to call us back and let us know you booked a job, right?
Right.
Okay.
It's not that hard. It shouldn't be that hard.
Okay, how about, it's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
See, you want to go to the negative, baby. They want you to bring yourself back to the positive. It's easy, and it's joyful, and I'm free in this job that I've already created. That's your mantra. All right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, baby. Good luck.
Thank you, Dee. Thank
you. All right, Miss Sarah in Georgia. What's up?
Hey, Dee. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Thank you. Me too. Thank you so much for sharing so much of your life with us and teaching.
Yeah, sometimes I question it a little bit, and then my channel goes, nope, that's how you teach the best.
it's just extreme gratitude because it's a lot to share. things that are going on that deeply within yourself, and they help us so much. And I wanted to say thank you. I called you. I talked to you in February. I had the flu and pneumonia at the same time, and you helped me so much at that time. Talking with you was great. I wanted to thank you as well because I ordered a Bappa for my grandson.
Aww.
And he turned 4, and Joni was great because I forgot to put the 2 address on the order. So we emailing back and forth. But Parker is, he was diagnosed with childhood apraxia, so he does not speak. And then in December, he was diagnosed with autism. And I talked to his mom and my stepdaughter-in-law, and he received Bappa. And I said, let me know. She goes, oh, we'll let you know, because she thought it would be so great for him. And I wanted to share with you the reason why, because she had read an article by a young teenager who was nonverbal autistic, who communicated that his biggest struggle as a young child was feeling like he was a burden on everyone else, but he couldn't express that. So she said, I think Bappa would be great. So they got Bappa, and I don't know if you saw it. I actually sent a picture along with a reply, but they call him Bub. That's their nickname.
Uh-huh.
And she said, we got our Bappa, we got the batteries in, and I recorded in there, I love you, Bub. And she said when he heard it, he went absolutely nuts. And he loves them so much. And I had included with the email, he sent a picture of him, and he's curled up in a ball on the stairs, and his little toes are sticking out, and all you can see is Bappa coming out from under his elbow.
I did not see this, Sarah.
It is so precious. Well, I'll send it again to Joni.
Oh,
she was so sweet.
Oh, please send it again, because
and,
I try.
Oh,
I always ask for permission, but I always I try to post these on Bappa's website so that
Gosh, they'd be honored. Yeah, they'd probably be so honored.
Well, and I would love to have that testimonial that, you know, a child with autism really is connecting.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get, I just got a beautiful email with a little film about a boy. They take quiet time, a half an hour of quiet time, and they can choose what they want to do for quiet time. And he always chooses Bappa to play with and listen to. And I'm thinking, gosh, a half hour of hearing I love you and, you know, you're incredible, and I have a great body. And that's, wow, thank you so much for that.
Welcome. Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
Listen,
so
they want to give you something about your immune system. It came right when you said about your last call. So sheets, book, give me a song.
I want somebody to love.
Okay. Now, we're also tying that in with Bappalapaloo.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also tying that in with your friend or the child that you quoted that he thought he was a burden on somebody else. So, so do you feel like you're a burden on people who love you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. That's crashing your immune system. Actually, you have a belief, they're saying, that you have to be a burden. Oh, this is interesting.
Oh,
not for people to love you, but if somebody loves you, you have connected. All right, let's go back to your mom and dad. Who is a burden? Because you put together being a burden equals love. And yet you don't want to be a burden, so you don't bring somebody in to love. Oh, my God, I'm feeling this within me, too. We got to get to this for everybody. So who was your mom or dad? Your mom was a burden, huh?
I don't – a burden. Well, my mother, she – I'm trying to think. Burden.
Was she healthy?
Yeah. Well, she was injured. She got injured. She's been injured a lot. Right now, she's as the startings of Alzheimer's. Right.
Okay, but this goes back to when you were a little girl.
She broke her back when she was pregnant with my brother, who eventually took his life later in life.
Okay. So you're starting to see the connection, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So nobody loves us, and we don't love anybody more, no matter what your situation was, than our mother and father. Even if it was
right.
a crummy, brutal, you know, parent-child relationship, there is a bond of love there that nobody can ever explain, but it's there. So you've connected being a burden with love. So if you're trying to bring somebody into your life to love, including yourself, you will create some kind of burden. So the more you have been working on loving yourself, the more it's been crashing. Jesus, God. The more it's been crashing your immune system because of this belief that you had to be a burden.
Oh, my
Lord have
gosh.
Mercy. Does this make sense to you when we put it all together?
Now
I'm going to Patty, too. We're giving this up right now, guys. We're God incarnate. We have a right to love who we are. We have a right to be free. Okay, so I am free, and I am joyous, and I am powerful in the self-love for myself that I have, because I am loving the God that I am. And everyone that I bring into my life to love or to be loved by, I create this freedom and joy and health and wealth. Wherever there is love, I am free. That's the highest claim. Wherever there is love, I am free. And I am love, so I am free. And so it is. Good grief. I bet
you didn't
think you were bringing that one in, did you?
Please
resend that to me.
I will.
Yeah, I will just joyfully and gleefully appreciate that. Thanks.
Okay,
and thanks for
thank
bringing
you
in
so much.
More information about our next webinar. Thank you, Sarah. Much
yeah.
love to you, honey.
Thanks. Much love.
Bye.
Thank you.
Wow. Holy God. All right, Lynn, I'm going to take your call, but we've got to hurry.
Okay. I'm just going to ask the channel anything about around my immune system.
Your immune system, yes. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
E.T.
E.T. Okay. You don't keep your heart open, Lynn. And that they're saying that's the highest thing for all of us. The biggest thing we can do to build up our immune system and to make it strong is to keep our heart open. And what does that mean? I love me. I love the world. I love everybody around me. I stay in love. So you can't keep your heart open when you're out to prove to the world that I'm better than you are. Or that how you see me isn't right. I really am incredible. None of that's going on. All that's an illusion. Everything is about love or the lack of love. So keep your hearts open and stay in love. That's your answer, Lynn. Thanks.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, I should get off, but I'm being told to go to Queenie. Hey, Queen, hold on. Let me try and get you on here. Okay, what's up? Give it to me really fast, baby.
Well, I just want to thank you, being that I exist in a beautiful brown body temple, for your expression earlier on the call. Much appreciated, much heartfelt, and I just wanted to thank you for that, and I'm grateful to have had the opportunity.
You are absolutely welcome. I have to tell you, I was astounded. I went, oh, my God, this stuff still exists in this world. Because in my world, it doesn't at all. But if it exists anywhere, it exists very deep down within all of us. You know, and for there never to be any remnants or reminders or impulses or charges of slavery, both the slave and the person that enslaved has to say it doesn't exist anymore, right?
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
I can relate to that. It's very important to release ourselves from all thoughts of being anything less than divine. And that is part of what I do in terms of empowering those I come in contact with, primarily in brown and black body temples, but of all hues and colors, to remember who we are. And we are all connected. We are all divine. We are all blessed and sacred. So I
absolutely
agree with that.
And that's the best plan of our lives we can make. What a perfect ending. Thank you, sweetheart, for that. Love you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Love you as well.
All right, guys. Oh, my God. I knew this was going to be a breakthrough show. Thank you for making it so. Till we meet again, keep your hearts open. Love yourselves. Live in joy. Know it's done. Know you're enough. Know you're complete. Know you're the highest answer, and love yourself, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.